And Stephen Lowestoft has got in touch, and he says, when you're given an injection, why is the doctor or nurse very careful to make sure there is no air in the barrel of the syringe? Because when you cut yourself, it doesn't matter. There's air all around the wound. The answer is, Steve, this is good practice, because if you're putting injections into, say, a vein, and you were to inject a bit of air, you'd get what's called an air embolus, because the air bubble would float along the vein back to the heart, it would go through the right side of your heart and then into your lungs, and it would lodge in a blood vessel, which is a bit smaller than it is, and the result is that blood would then be stuck behind this bubble of air, and you'd have to wait for the bubble to slowly be absorbed back into the bloodstream. Probably pretty trivial if you just have one-off injections, but if you were to have a lot of injections, this could actually compromise the circulation through the blood. And the other point is, if you're having an injection into a muscle, it's pretty painful, and the more volume that you inject, the more painful it is. So if you inject more volume of air as well as injection material, you're just going to make the experience even more unpleasant. So we try and avoid that where possible.
Sorting out the sparks from the quarks. The Naked Scientists. For more information, get online at nakedscientists.com.